Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Scott Hahn, and I want to welcome you to The Road to Emmaus, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
In The Decline and Fall of Sacred Scripture, Scott Hahn and Benjamin Weicker uncover the disturbing trends in Scripture scholarship that have contributed to our current crisis of faith, but they also show why we should be skeptical of the skeptics and why we should trust the Bible. Learn more in our show notes at stpaulcenter.com/road.
I remember the first Feast of the Assumption of Mary that I ever experienced over a quarter of a century ago. The night before, I was with a friend of mine named Bill, who was still a Protestant, a Baptist, and really disturbed that I had become a Catholic. And so he brought up the subject of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Assumption in particular. And so I began to share with him what I had found in the Bible and what I'd found in the fathers. And it wasn't proof texting. You know, the church never just simply goes to a text and says, that's the proof. It always reads the scripture in its context, so that you're looking at the new in light of the old and the old in light of the new. And so I introduced that interpretive principle to Bill and said, so if you look at the old in light of the new and the new in light of the old, you can see how Jesus himself is presented as a new Adam, going back to creation. And you can see him as a new Moses going back to the Exodus, bringing about a new Passover. You can see that he's a new Solomon, the son of David, bringing about a new Jerusalem and the kingdom. And then I pointed out that back in creation, it wasn't just Adam, it was also Eve. Back at the time of the Exodus, it wasn't just Moses, it was the Ark of the Covenant as the sign of God's presence. And likewise, at the time of David's kingdom, it wasn't just Solomon you see in 1 Kings 2, verse 19. It was the Queen Mother enthroned at the king's right hand. And so I began to unpack all of this in terms of how the New Testament develops it. So for example, you go to the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, and there even Protestant biblical scholars acknowledge that Luke is presenting the visitation in terms of Mary is coming to the Judean hill country precisely as the Ark of the Covenant was brought up from the Judean hill country in 1 Chronicles 15. And you can hear the language that Luke is using to kind of show that Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant, containing the Word of God, not in stone like the Ark of the Old, but the Word made flesh, you know, containing the hidden manna, but this is the true manna. And so I was trying to explain all of this and show that, you know, in the New Testament, Book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 19, you know, John describes this vision that he has of the temple up in heaven being opened and the Ark of the Covenant being seen. And of course, the Ark had gone missing for nearly five centuries. And so for John to tell his readers that he saw the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of God's Covenant in the temple of heaven, this would have been delightful and shocking news. But instead of going on to describe a box covered with gold containing, you know, the stone tablets of God's Word or the hidden manna, he goes on in the next verse or two to describe a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, crowned with 12 stars. And I suspect that John's readers would have said, you know, go back to the ark. We haven't seen it in hundreds of years. But instead, you know, he is describing this woman. And, you know, at first glance, you might say, well, he's just changed the subject in a somewhat unexpected way. But of course, he's not describing the Ark of the Old Covenant in the earthly Jerusalem. He's describing the Ark of the New Covenant in the heavenly Jerusalem. So he really didn't shift subjects when he said, I saw the Ark of God's covenant in heaven, and then a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, crowned with 12 stars, giving birth to a male child who's destined to rule the nations. In my conversation with Bill, I showed him how there were multiple layers of the Old Testament typology, that you have a kind of new creation because she is the woman of Genesis 3:15, clothed with the sun. You also have a new Exodus image there too, because you've got the Ark of the Covenant. But you've also got the new kingdom imagery, because not only is she giving birth to the male child destined to rule the nations with a rod of iron straight from the Davidic covenant in Psalm 2 describing the Davidic king, but you also have the queen mother, you know, giving birth to the royal child, as it were. And so if you can see how all three are, in a certain sense, converging, how all three are sort of coordinated, you can recognize that the New Testament reading of the fulfillment by Christ of the old involves Mary, who is the new Eve, who is the Ark of the New Covenant, who is, in a way, the Queen Mother as well. And he was intrigued by the argument, you know, but he wasn't bowled over. Well, the next morning, I realized it was August 15th. And so I asked Bill, you know, where is there a parish in town? I've got to get to church. This is a holy day of obligation. And he mentioned that the only parish he knew of was Our Lady of Victory, which was music to my ears, you know. So I asked him for directions, and it got more complicated. He said, look, I'll just drive you. And so he did. And in fact, at the last minute, he decided to come in and experience the Mass for the very first time in his life. And what was so surprising to him and to me was that the first reading was taken from the Old Testament, of course. It was dealing with David carrying the Ark of the Covenant up into the royal capital of the earthly Jerusalem. And then you have a psalm, Psalm 132, I believe it was, that celebrates the Ark of the Covenant being carried by David up into the royal capital of the earthly Jerusalem. In fact, it's the only psalm devoted to the Ark of the Covenant. And then the New Testament reading from Revelation 11 and 12 identifies the Ark of the New Covenant as the woman who is now being taken up into the heavenly Jerusalem. And then we all stood for the gospel, and sure enough, it was the visitation of Our Lady to Elizabeth in the Judean hill country. At that point, when I sit down, he stuck me in the side with his elbow and said, did you happen to arrange those readings? You know, because he and I both realized these corresponded exactly to the readings that I had been arguing from the night before. But I had always received this sort of, you know, by my own study of Scripture through the filtering of the fathers. And I leaned over. I was tempted to say, yeah, the Pope calls a convert and he gets to choose the readings. But I said, no, frankly, Bill, I had no idea. This is the first time I've ever gone to the Mass of the Feast of the Assumption of Mary. And you could see he wasn't convinced. He was a little skeptical about that. But I just sat there, quite frankly, marveling at the fact that what had taken me literally years of study to discover, that the Blessed Virgin Mary is the new Eve, who is an instrument of God to bring about the new creation with Jesus, the new Adam, which, by the way, is alluded to in the reading from 1 Corinthians 15 that we'll hear this year for the Feast of the Assumption. You know, but she's not just the new Eve, she's also the Ark of the New Covenant, and thus the instrument of God to help the new Moses, Jesus, her son, bring about a whole new Exodus through the new Passover as the Lamb. But perhaps most spectacularly, she is the Queen Mother of the Son of David, who's not taken up as the Ark was into the earthly capital of the Davidic kingdom, but into the new Jerusalem, the heavenly city. And I think it's just beautiful to recognize that you don't need to have a PhD, you don't need to spend years studying the fathers, you don't need to get involved in all this sort of biblical argumentation with your non-Catholic friends. If you just show up to Mass and you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, you're going to discover how it is the fathers found all of this and how it is that Mother Church communicates it to all of her sons and daughters, even still 2,000 years after this beautiful mystery of the Assumption of Mary. But I really want to just express my gratitude to our Lord, not only for the spectacular grace conferred upon her, taking her up, as it were, but also the spectacular grace conferred upon us in the scriptures through the church, especially when we read the Bible from the heart of the church, we're going to see that the fulfillment of the old by Christ in the new wasn't just exclusively reserved for him. It was extended to all of us, especially in and through the Blessed Virgin Mary. So pay close attention to the readings of sacred scripture this feast day, and I think you're in for a great night. Well, thank you for joining us for The Road to Emmaus, the podcast from the St. Paul Center. Stay tuned. We're going to have some more.
The Road to Emmaus podcast.
The Road to Emmaus podcast is a production of the St. Paul Center.
To learn more,
visit our show notes at stpaulcenter.com/road.
Our production team includes
producers Rory Mitrick and Joseph Palmer,
and associate producer and writer Molly Trainer.
Subscribe and rate The Road to Emmaus wherever you find this podcast.
The St. Paul Center is a nonprofit organization
facilitating life-transforming encounters
with
the living Word of God.
To find more faith-based resources,
visit stpaulcenter.com.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.